7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night for the first time in 2024. Joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning,
Pat. Good morning.
Happy New Year. How are you doing today, Pat?
I'm doing great, Tony. Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
All right. Give us a recap of last night's meeting. How'd it go?
Sure. So we had four items that were either postponed or withdrawn, so a little bit shorter docket than was advertised, but nonetheless, it was a full meeting. First, we started off Anthony and Laura Manginello and LaMassa Realty. That's a lot confirmation application or final subdivision discussion that we've talked about late last year. This application was withdrawn from the docket, so not going forward. Number two was an extension for a previously approved subdivision at 530 Round Hill Road. There's a statutory timeline to file the recorded map required, and the applicant is just working on some details and wanted to have time to execute those before the 90 days ran out, so they asked for an additional 90 days. That extension was approved. Number three on the agenda was the Greenwich Library Cost Cobb branch. They're looking to do about an 1,100 square foot addition to expand their current multi-purpose room. It's been talked about in various iterations, but this is the plan that they came back with to go forward with the commission. And the commission heard a lot of positive comments about the library, obviously, on the programming and the need for having this sort of space. So they approved the application with modifications. So the new library addition should start hopefully in the next few years. Number four was the Maria and Stephen Harris Urbino property at 19 Lakeview Drive. Another application has been before the commission before, looking to subdivide a lot in River, I believe it's Riverside. Yes, this neighborhood's Riverside, yep. The commission was concerned about just the amount of development needed to subdivide the lots, whether one driveway would be better than two. There was some clear cutting that was done on a lot in preparation for the sale well before the subdivision application came in, and the commission was concerned about whether things had been damaged too far and needed more remediation or less. Eventually, the commission decided that the proposal to replant the open space and come back with final site plans whenever the lots become developed was acceptable and approved that. Next, we had 127 Byram Shore Road. This is a property on the waterfront in Byram. They had a cabana building on the property. It is a holdover from the former estate, so not related to the new construction. If anyone in that neighborhood is aware, it's a house under construction. Looking to do some additions that would increase the cubic volume of the building, and in Greenwich that requires a special permit when you are over 150,000 cubic feet. So this application is before them for that reason. Commission just wanted an update on the construction and the need for the renovation of the cabana, and that was approved with modifications. Next was the Satter property on 414 Round Hill, postponed. Number seven was UB Greenwich 2, OG LCC, OG Yoga. This is the Black Oak Velo business, if you're familiar with the current tenancy, looking to be a yoga studio. They don't have a lot of parking on site, and so the instruction space there would have required more parking that's available with all the tenants. That typically has to go to the commission for them to consider and approve with a waiver. The property there, they're looking for nine students and an instructor, so 10 in occupancy at peak times. The applicant revised their schedule at the meeting, and the commission felt that that was a little too late in the game to be making decisions, and there was time on the application, so they asked the applicant to submit the new schedule so that we can consider it at a later meeting, so that was continued. Number eight was 237 Pembroke Road, an 830G application in Pembroke to do three buildings with 10 units. This also is getting a local approval from the Affordable Housing Trust Board, so there is some reduction in the number of units in this regarding what would probably be proposed as a set-aside 830G unit meeting the goals of the Affordable Housing Trust. This is the first time the application has been before the commission as a final site plan. A lot of discussion about the site work, the layout of the buildings, the landscaping. Applicant was very responsive to a number of the commission's concerns, one of which is the sprinklering and fire suppression system. There was a miscalculation or misinformation, I guess, given to the water company, and applicant wanted to address that before the commission closed and decided, as well as taking some of the comments that they heard from the commission and the public and considering that with a later resubmission. So that application may be on the next meeting or meeting subsequent, but was left open and no action taken. Number 10. Hines Interest Limited Partnership. This is the Post Road Ironworks property. This is a new developer of the site. They're coming back in, or the property owner is selling their interest for development or redevelopment of the Ironworks property. In the past, it was considered 340 units and the various iterations of high-density apartments. This is a 84-unit. I know the advertisement in the paper says 95, but they have modified that since. So they're looking to do an 84-unit, four-story residential structure. The unique process that they're going to go through, it's not an 830G. It is not overriding local regulations. What they're looking to do is rezone the property, a small portion of the property that is currently the Ironworks, and develop it as a as-of-right moderate-income housing development, which is following all local regulations. So they're trying to do it within the town's regulations, albeit with a rezoning of the property, so not an 830G. Very good discussion, long discussion, about all the issues that the site has experienced, one being the remediation, two being the proximity to wetlands, three being the aging sewer system in the neighborhood that has always been a problem for development for anybody in this neck of the woods. So a lot of discussion. Applicant took it, and it will be putting it into their presentation when they decide to come in for a site plan application. And the next two items, Sandwich Club and 45 Bible Street, the Scarpelli's business, they were both postponed. Scarpelli's didn't show, so we didn't take any action. And that was our meeting.
All right. Sounds like a productive meeting. And what do we have for the next meeting, Pat?
So we will be having lighting regulations coming back. We had talked about this at the end of last year. A lot of concern from the public and from landscapers about that. So we will be probably taking it up, if not this meeting, the following meeting in the beginning of February. We'll be also discussing some changes to the campus on 200 Lake for now it's owned by Brunswick and used to be a Rosemary Hall property. That's about the major stuff, I think, cooking right now.
Yeah. All right. Great stuff, Pat. Thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
That is Director.